Hey y'all, it's A Few Minutes with the Pew podcast. I'm Lily.
And I'm Maddie.
And we have a passion to see people make Jesus number one in their everyday lives.
We want to get serious about being serious for Jesus. Will you join us?
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Really excited to have you here with us today. Today we are talking about Target and their lovely swimsuits. As you guys can tell, I'm sure I'm being completely sarcastic. Mm-hmm. They have released a new swimsuit line, I guess, that is just really interesting to us, especially after the whole boycott that kind of took place a little while ago and just all those good things that were happening that now we've seen some people fall away from. Because they want to shop at Target still. They want certain things. They want the trendy experience of going to Target or whatever. You know, like just all the stuff that we have going on in our culture. People don't stick with boycotts for very long anymore. And so now we're seeing that lead to even more stuff. And now Target has taken this a step further and is creating swimsuits that are not appropriate, that are not supporting biblical values and things that even non-Christians, I would think, would want to stand for, just because it is feeding into pedophilia. It is feeding into all of these evil agendas that we see in our world. And I think that one of the things we're going to discuss today is how our choices really matter when it comes to boycotting certain stores or certain businesses,
yeah,
and how that impacts them long term so that they cannot continue on doing the evil things that they're doing. Because if they don't have our money, if they don't have our business, then obviously they won't be able to create new swimsuit lines. They won't be able to do this stuff. And a lot of people think, well, I'm just one person and my business is not going to make a huge difference. But if we all take that mindset, they will continue to be supported and they will continue to release these swimsuit lines or whatever they have up their sleeve next that will feed into all of these evil agendas and the things that we see the enemy doing in our world today. So that's just a little snippet of what we're going to be talking about today. And I think that it will be a very valuable conversation. Mm-hmm. We haven't really done a political episode in a little bit, and Maddie and I are excited to get back into this. It has been very interesting in the political realm recently. We have a lot of things going on. Obviously, we have the election coming up here in a few months, and just a lot of different things are happening in the political realm. And I think that for many of us, including myself, we kind of get worn down. We kind of get weary from just all the political stuff that we see going on and how people are not taking a stand for anything righteous. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of like back down and we don't talk about it as much because it's just like, what are we going to do about it? There's nothing to do about it. And I think that Maddie and I are excited to kind of get back to it a little bit when it comes to these political things, because yeah, we really enjoy talking about these certain political topics because they matter in the spiritual realm more than we can even say here on the show. So, Maddie, start us off with some announcements, and we will get right into it.
Okay, well, there is not a ton of new stuff to update you guys on today. Just the usual, make sure that you guys are staying up to date on recent blog posts. We post a new blog post every single Thursday without fail, and we love it when you guys read them and comment and let us know that you like them or just share your thoughts about them, how they impacted you, how they are changing your life in little ways, helping you to think about things a little bit differently. We love to hear some of the feedback on that. So if you do read a blog post, be sure to comment on that blog post also. And make sure to get on our email list. That is something that helps our blog tremendously. And it also helps you guys to not miss anything that we're putting out. Mm-hmm. So it can help you stay up to date really, really easily, and you're only going to be getting a couple emails a week, and it's not like we're going to be sending you 20 things every week. I know that I say that a lot in these announcements, but I am totally the person, and I've said this before too, that hates when I sign up for something and then I end up getting all of these advertisements, mm-hmm, and stuff that I'm not interested in, and I literally have 500 emails 6 months after I have followed someone. We will not be doing that on our email list. We can promise you that. You will be getting a very minimal amount of emails, and we are even giving you guys some roundup posts. I guess that's probably the biggest thing to update on. This is something that we started in 2024. We are beginning each month on the blog by doing a roundup post with all of the different things that we've posted through the month, so that if you missed anything or if you want to make sure that you didn't miss anything, you can go specifically to these posts and look at, here's everything that we posted in February, here's everything that we posted in March, here's everything that we posted in January. And we are going to continue doing those every month, just so that you guys can be confident that you're not missing anything. If you do miss something, it's all right there in one spot and easy to access. So that's probably the biggest announcement this week. Make sure that you're reading blog posts, commenting, getting on the email list, and checking out those roundup posts. Okay, so let's get into this conversation. I am excited to talk about this today because I've seen a lot of reels and different things on Instagram and a few different people posting about this Target thing. And I brought it up to Lily today and we were talking about it with our mom over lunch and just discussing the way that Target is being so bold with all of their things. Like, all of their political agendas are so in your face and so obvious to people like us. And then you look at the world and you just think, wow, people don't realize why Target is doing this, what their long-term plan is for this. So specifically, the thing that I've been seeing a lot of people post about is, obviously, you know, we're coming into spring, we're coming into the warmer weather, we're coming into swimsuit weather this summer, and I have seen a lot of moms on Instagram posting about going into Target and looking for swimsuits for their daughters who are like ages 6 and under. And they are holding up these swimsuits and showing them on camera. And I am just appalled. Like, it's ridiculous how revealing these swimsuits are and how weird it is to think of putting your toddler in something like this, your 5-year-old in something like this. Because specifically, the ones that I've been seeing a lot are one-piece swimsuits that have hip cutouts in them. So the hip area is just completely gone. And basically, like, a crescent is cut in each side of the swimsuit so that these little girls, like, half of their stomach, their full hip, and then half of their back is completely open and revealed. And there is no fabric whatsoever covering them. And then also bring in the fact that it's just a one piece. There's no shorts or skirts or anything like that. And a lot of them have some very deep V-necks and are just something you would expect to see a college student wearing on spring break. I'm just appalled by the way that people are still going to be buying those swimsuits. I'm convinced that we're going to see a ton of little girls running around with hip cutouts in their swimsuits and V-necks and, you know, all of this stuff. And people are just looking at these swimsuits and they're wondering, why are they doing this? Why is Target designing swimsuits like this? Why are they selling them? Why is this necessary? And let me tell you, Target is specifically fueling pedophilia. And if you guys don't understand that by now, or you haven't really realized that, then please open your eyes and be aware of some of the different things that are going on in these stores, because I know that Target is probably not the only one, but Target is certainly one of the ones that has been most bold about things like this. And many of you may remember that back in June and July, and like especially during Pride Month, but it continued after that, Target was huge about all of the Pride stuff, all of it, all of the gay paraphernalia and all of the shirts and bags and, you know, pencils and just all of the things, especially in the children's department. They were selling this stuff, rainbow shirts and, you know, queer is the best and all of this stuff printed on these shirts and these accessories, hair accessories, you know, all the things. They were literally putting rainbows and gay indoctrination on anything they could possibly put it on. And a lot of people were upset about this, rightfully so. And I was really glad with the way that people were reacting to this. Now, I wish we would have had an even stronger reaction to this, but a lot of people did end up boycotting Target at that point and stopped shopping there. But what happened in August? What happened in September? What happened in October? all these people started going back to Target. And this is something that, as we were talking about this with mom, she said that a few of the different people that she follows on Instagram or watches on YouTube, they've started shopping at Target again after boycotting them. And there have definitely been a few people that I've seen that I follow that are going back to Target. And I'm just so amazed by that. I'm so amazed that we can go back to a store that literally wants to ruin your children and make them totally immoral and totally immune to sin. I just can't even fathom that anyone is still shopping at Target. I can't even fathom it. And I am deeply disturbed that anyone who was strong enough to boycott them for that little while is now going back and shopping there. Because I don't think that we really understand the concept of boycotting something if this is what we're doing just a few months down the road. Mm-hmm. Because when you boycott something, you're saying you will not have my business until you change what you have been doing. Mm-hmm. And Target has not changed at all. They never apologized. They never got rid of the merchandise that was advocating for all of this pride stuff. And now they feel the liberty to put your toddlers in swimsuits that reveal half of their body that no one needs to see. And they're getting away with it. It's totally fine. Because all of the people, and even some of you who are listening, maybe you've started shopping at Target again. I hate the way that the 21st century has given us such a short-term memory, mm-hmm. because half of us may have even forgotten that that happened during Pride Month. Or, well, we won't shop there during June this year because I'm sure they're still going to have Pride stuff out and blah, 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 blah. You know why they can afford to get the new Pride stuff? Mm-hmm. You know why they can afford to get these swimsuits? Because you shop there the other 11 months of the year.
Right.
Because we are dropping hundreds of dollars a week at Target. I mean, when I look at all of these influencers and stuff who go to Target, that's always been a thing. And I don't know. And I feel like it's all kind of coming together now. You're seeing why we have been influenced so much to shop at Target. I remember even when I was much younger, like 10 years ago, all of these influencers and stuff were like, oh my gosh, Target, we're just going to go hang out at Target. Target's so much fun. Target has everything. It's the best. It has a Starbucks, who you also shouldn't be supporting. And we will do another episode about Starbucks another time. Maybe.
Coming soon.
And I think that honestly, this was probably all part of kind of a big plan. If you can get people who have very few beliefs or who don't have strong beliefs to shop there and then tell other people how great it is, boom, you're in business. It's great. And we all think that this is such an amazing store.
Right.
And I think that it really is a shame how all of us forget these huge things that we all blew up about in June. And then by September, we have completely forgotten that that happened and we're all shopping at Target again. If you don't think that this is not part of some grand scheme to seriously make all of us so immune to sin and immorality and pedophilia, then we are deceiving ourselves and we are seriously blinding ourselves, because that's what this is about. I mean, who in the world wants to look at a toddler in a swimsuit that reveals half of their body except for a pedophile? Seriously, ask yourself that question. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we as Christians are being too soft about this topic. We talked about this when Sound of Freedom came out and we were talking about all of the human trafficking stuff. This is a problem in our world, such a big problem. And I never thought that we would get to this point where pedophilia with toddlers would become such an issue. But here we are, and all of these people are going to be buying these swimsuits. I'm convinced of it. These moms even who are showing it on camera and being like, Target, what is this? I know. I can guarantee you that 75% of them are still going to buy a swimsuit for their daughter from there. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, I can't find anything else. It's convenient. I'm going to be in there next week again. And, you know, I'm going to walk right by them. They're going to be cheap. Because rest assured, I'm sure Target will do things like that. They'll go on sale. They'll be cheap swimsuits, mm-hmm. where you don't really want to spend $30 on another one. So get the $15 one at Target that reveals half of your toddler's body.
And I can already hear millennial moms. Oh, they're so cute. They're just so, you know, they're so cute. And look at the designs. And they see nothing wrong with these swimsuits. They see nothing wrong with the fact that the cutouts are in certain revealing places.
Yeah.
Or any of this. They see no problem with that. And the problem for me really lies in the fact that you have Christians who are willing to boycott Target for a month. And then they'll go back and they don't have any kind of conviction.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're ignoring it because they're still shopping there.
Yeah.
That's a problem, folks. And that reveals where we are at in Christianity today. Mm-hmm. The fact that we are not full of the Spirit. I think it was Ravenhill who said, if the Spirit was removed from, I don't even know what percentage he gave in his quote, but I believe it was like 90 something percent of our churches in America today, how many of us would even notice? And I really believe that the percentage has gone up. You know, I thought he was a little bit liberal in his take on that, that 90% of churches, you know, like, wow, that's crazy. No, I think we're at like 98% right now, possibly 99%, because you have very, very, very few people who now are willing to boycott and say, this is why, and I won't be actually shopping at your store until you fix this stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, repent about it. Not just like, oh, we're sorry, like, you know, we offended some people and, you know, we'll be back bigger and better next Pride Month. No, I'm not looking for some apology like that. I'm looking for true, genuine repentance because this is a sin problem. This is an evil issue. This is little kids are being sexually abused and trafficked and sold all across the world for their bodies because of places like Target who are supporting this crap.
Yeah.
As a Christian and as someone who realizes that children are valuable and that they are created in the image of God, I will do absolutely everything that I possibly can to protect them. And if that means not shopping at Target, which I know sounds crazy, right? Like I'm just one person. Oh my God. I won't do that.
That is unbelievable, though, that that seems like such a sacrifice
right.
to 21st century Americans. It's unbelievable. It irritates me so much that we would pretend that it is such a burden not to shop at Target. I haven't shopped at Target most of my life. We boycotted them the second they started. I mean, we didn't shop there very much beforehand, but it was a hard no when they implemented their gender-neutral dressing rooms and bathrooms. Right. And
which was years ago, folks. That's years. The point. That's the point, is that Maggie's getting wrong.
I'm getting passionate about this because it was years ago. Unbelievable.
And that's where it starts. This is a perfect example of if we would have stopped then, where would we be now? Where would Target be now?
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be here. Mm-mm. And this is just a perfect example of what it looks like to powerfully use our money, use our voices, use our resources, use everything that we can to support biblical values, to support things that are true, good, and beautiful, and not sexualizing our children, not doing things like this. And I think that, like, where are the moms? Where are the dads? Like, I have always, always thought this, like, with different things, that we have become so lax in parenting. We have become so lax in our love for children and their innocence and in their childhood. We don't care anymore. And you know what? I could go into a whole bunch of reasons why that is, because we put them in daycare. We're not with them. You send them to public school to be educated by other people. You have all of these reasons. And I'm not beating you up if you're doing these things, but I will challenge you. I'm not beating you up in a negative way saying how terrible you are or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. Please hear me when I say that. That is not what I'm doing. But I do want to challenge you that we're getting to this point in our world today where nobody else cares about your child's innocence. Nobody else cares about the fact that your child could be trafficked. Nobody else cares about those things except for you. And you have to be the one to protect them from that. You have to be the parent who says, no, and this is why. And explain it to your kids and explain it to other Christians. And we should be standing up together. At least Christians in our world today should be doing this.
Yeah.
It is shocking to me that honestly, I have seen more non-believers stand up against human trafficking than I think I have the church. And that is just a really sad and twisted reality to me that I can't even wrap my mind around. The fact that they are doing more for children and protecting them than the churches,
yeah.
who is the one who's supposed to be living for Jesus and claims to understand people's worth and their value and the evil that is so present in our world today.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible anymore for the church to advocate for mm-hmm. valuing people and letting them know that they are worthy of redemption and who are unbelievers when we are not being vocal about things like this. Because where is the action then? Why do you actually think that I'm important when if I was trafficked, you'd never speak about me again?
Yeah.
You know, like in general terms about human trafficking or whatever. And I'm not saying that Target necessarily is directly trafficking small children.
Mm-hmm. But it shows
but
that they're okay
contributing
with it.
To the problem. Yes. Right. They are making pedophilia okay by allowing these pedophiles to literally just look at these small children at a splash pad with no consequences because no one can prove that they're a pedophile then.
Right.
We're just allowing it to be out in the open so that there are no consequences for these things. And I am just appalled by that. I really am, because it is like, how dark has our world gotten mm-hmm. if we are to the point that we are going to put our little girls in things like this and we are going to be totally fine with that? I just don't understand why we're not putting the dots together of what this kind of stuff leads to.
Right.
It leads to immoral children. It leads to immoral teenagers and then immoral adults.
Right.
Because I remember there was this conversation, I won't forget it, that I overheard last year at an Easter egg hunt. And it was this mom who had taken her probably 3-year-old shopping at like Walmart. And the whole family was there. Her dad was there, a couple of their other kids and stuff. And this little girl had picked out this apparently really skimpy swimsuit at Walmart. And
I wouldn't let a 3-year-old pick out anything.
I know. Be all there's like your stripes first and polka dots. That's the first problem. Just defying the rules of fashion. Anyway. But she picks out this apparently really skimpy swimsuit. And it kind of sounded like the mom was like fueling that, kind mm-hmm. of like encouraging it. Like, oh, honey, do you like this one? Because for some reason, moms think it's cute to dress their 3-year-olds in bikinis now, too. Because that's what this was. It was like a bikini, a literal 2-piece for a 3-year-old. And so she picks it out, asks her mom, apparently, do you like this one? Can I get this one? Whatever. And she's like, I don't know. You're going to have to go ask your dad. And so the little girl goes over to her dad and she's like, Dad, can I get this? And literally, this was the dad's response. This is what the mom's saying as she's recounting this story. Well, you can get it now, but don't ask me for something like that when you're 16. Are you kidding me? How is she supposed to know that that's not right when she's 16 when you're allowing her to wear it when she's 3?
Yeah.
Because I think this is another area where a lot of us are ignorant and don't realize the long-term consequences and repercussions of this kind of immodesty. That is going to desensitize her to showing off her body. That is going to desensitize her to feeling like her body is sacred and is her own and is not something that anyone should be able to look at fully whenever they want to.
Right.
That is desensitizing her to that. And that is something that's so important. And I think that this is such another relevant issue in our world today, because we're allowing 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds to wear 2-piece swimsuits and then expecting them to be these holy and righteous 16-year-olds when, like, that's just not possible mm-hmm. when you've desensitized them to all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not. And that's not their fault. That's your fault.
Right.
As a parent, that is your fault. And that's something that was a very strict rule in our house. We have literally never owned, I've never even owned just a regular 1-piece swimsuit that didn't have shorts or a skirt or whatever. I have never owned a swimsuit that has spaghetti straps mm-hmm. ever mm-hmm. in my life. And honestly, not that big of a nuisance. Not that big of a deal. But we all want to act like, oh my goodness, well, it's going to be so hard to find one. Well, yeah, it's a little harder.
But did you even try?
Did exactly. You
try? That's the thing. People are no longer willing to put effort into making the hard decisions.
Yeah.
They're not even willing to say, okay, I'm going to actually put effort into finding my little girl's swimsuits that are modest and that are full coverage, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'm not willing to expose my little girls to all of these things and sexualize them when they're 3 years old. Yeah. No, they should have no idea about any of that mm-hmm. when they're 3 years old, let alone 9, 10. The amount of stuff that we're exposing our kids to, phones in their bedrooms, phones at all, really, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. Do you know what they're looking at? Do you know what they have access to in our world today? It's just
what's
out
being
in the open.
Pushed at them.
Right.
They don't even have to go looking for it anymore. This is the real issue, because you can just go to Target and now, oh, we're going to see an ad of a 4-year-old with all of these cutouts. Right. And half of their body is just on display on this ginormous cutout.
Yeah.
And you think this isn't sexualizing your little boys too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I am not one of those people that says, oh, well, you're never going to be able to take your little boy in the store then, because we're going to have to pass the underwear aisle. Mm-hmm. Like, that's dumb. But I think that there does come a point where we are exposing them to too much.
Yeah.
We're just making such poor decisions in these areas. And it's really, really sad to me, because those kids, once innocence is lost, it's gone mm-hmm. forever. Yeah. You never get it back.
Right. And that, to me, truly is, to be a little more encouraging with this, that's a gift from the Lord. Innocence yeah. truly is a gift from the Lord that he has given children, that he has given them to protect them from evil, to protect mm-hmm. them from sin. And as parents and as adults, it is our responsibility to make sure that we protect that, to make sure that we guard them from. And will you be able to guard them from all evil and all sin? Absolutely not. With how it is in our world today, they're going to be exposed to it.
Yeah.
But expose them to it in very intentional ways and teach them how to respond to it. And that is something that I will forever be grateful. I think I mentioned this the other week. I don't know in which episode I did, but I mentioned how that's something that our parents did very well, was that they intentionally exposed us to certain things mm-hmm. and showed us the results of different choices that people had made or different things that had happened, and explained to us, okay, here are the choices that you can make to have this kind of result, to have this kind of thing happen to you instead of this or whatever. And good things too, they would expose us to, this was a really good choice for this person. Look yeah. at how that turned out for them. And they exposed us to evil as well, but they did it in very intentional ways. They didn't just put us out there and let us be exposed to everything and didn't explain and did not yeah. teach us through those things or anything like that. And that is the role of parents. But how do you do that when your kid is in daycare for 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
You exactly. don't. How do you, and you can try in the evenings, but they're spending way more time with the babysitter. They're spending way more time watching the shows that they're okay with your child watching. Mm-hmm. They're okay with different things that you may be totally opposed to, and you'll never know what they're teaching or what cuss words they're learning at school. Those are things that you have to be very intentional about and very protective of, and not in a religious...
You don't have to be in a cult.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. This is just biblical lifestyle. This is just a biblical lifestyle that we are supposed to be living every day that is holy and that is set apart from the world. That really is what it is.
Yeah.
But now we don't have holy families. We don't have people who are... We don't have Christians who are set apart, who are willing to make those hard decisions anymore. And this just goes to show with Target that this is where you end up when you let those things go. Mm-hmm. This is where we end up when, way back, you know, however many years ago it was now, when they switched their dressing rooms and bathrooms to be gender neutral, when you, way back there, say no, that's not right, and we're not going to support you, we're not going to give our money to you, then if everybody does that and we actually stick together and we stick to our word on that and we don't continue to support them, they don't get, you know, 15 years down the road, 10 years down the road here, where they're supporting pedophilia and mm-hmm. we don't have as big of a human trafficking problem as we have in our world today. And so this is just a great example of what it looks like when this stuff happens, and how important, and I know we stress this so much, but how important our choices are. They yeah. hold so much weight in our world today. Our choices impact so many things and so many people. They will impact future generations for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's make sure that we're choosing the right thing, that we are standing on godly principles, because I don't want my grandkids, my great grandkids, to look back and say, well, you know, grandma, great grandma was totally okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, she bought mom those swimsuits and it was fine and it was no big deal. And then now look at where we've ended up.
Yeah.
And it's normal. That's what they're doing. They're normalizing sin.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be okay with that. That's just period. That's the deal.
That is the big plan that we keep referring to, is the normalization of sin. You know, it's not necessarily that Target is going to start its own pedophilia ring.
Exactly.
It is simply, let's normalize sin so mm-hmm. that other pedophilia rings can thrive, so that they can continue, and right. so that the largest form of slavery the world has ever seen can continue to go unnoticed, mm-hmm. undiscussed,
mm-hmm.
and these children and adults can go completely unprotected. People just don't even think about that happening
yeah.
or think that it's that bad.
Right.
Because I think that a lot of us have convinced ourselves that it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
And another thing I would add to this discussion is that Target is not the root of the problem here. The root of the problem is the enemy.
Yeah.
That is who is influencing Target, just in case you're wondering. So that's why we're standing up against Target. It's not that Target is the only one to blame here. No, it is the mm-hmm. enemy. It is the devil who is working against us in every way, shape, and form. And we are allowing him to do so
yeah.
every day.
And I would encourage any parents who are listening, like Lily was talking about earlier, our parents did not necessarily sit us down and be like, okay, today we're going to tell you
yeah.
what a gay marriage is,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to explain this to you and tell you what it's all about, but don't do it. That's not like what our childhood looked like. It was simply like we would encounter these people
right.
in various settings, because you're going to now, because it's so prevalent. And our parents just took the time after to explain to us what in the world that was,
mm-hmm.
why that person has chosen these specific things, how that's affecting their life, you know, different things like that. It was simply them taking the time to explain to us what things were, and also creating an environment within our family where it was fine for all of us to be asking questions. I never in my life felt weird asking something like, mm-hmm. why did that lady have her hair buzzed and is wearing a guy's shirt when you can clearly tell that she's a woman.
Right.
I was never scared to ask something like that, because you're never met with some kind of like, shh, don't mm-hmm. ask things like that. Like, what are you thinking? And then, you know, we were also taught like when the appropriate time was to ask things like that. I'm not going to ask that while the person's standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught to treat those people with decency and respect. And then we were also taught that the lifestyle they're living is sinful, and it's not something that we should participate or condone. Doesn't mean that you demonize this person, that you hate them, that you never speak to them, but it's not something that we're going to do, not something we're going to invite into our lives.
Right.
And so I would encourage you guys as parents, like, create an environment like that for your kids. And that does start with spending more time with them. And I think we're going to get into that here in a little while in some upcoming episodes possibly, but that starts with spending time with your kids, creating that environment where they're not afraid to ask you questions, because you're not going to shut them down or make them feel like it's wrong to ask that question, and then taking the time to fully answer them and to explain it to them. And this starts with us understanding why these things are evil, mm-hmm. why they're sinful, where the Lord says that they're sinful, different things like that, being able to defend your beliefs, even to your child, so that they understand that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If your little girl picks up that swimsuit and is like, I like this one, she's not thinking, oh my goodness, there's going to be some 40-year-old man coming to the splash pad to stare at me because all of my skin is exposed. She's not thinking that. She's thinking, it's a cute pattern. It's going to look cute. It's a nice color. You know, pink's my favorite color. She's thinking things like that. When you say, no, we're not getting that one, and she says, why not? It's cute. Explain why you're not getting it to her. Don't be like, because I said we're not getting it. Right. Explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know. You don't have to say, because some 40-year-old guy might come to the splash pad and stare at you.
Right.
Explain it in the way of modesty. If your boys ask, why is that little girl wearing that? Or she looks cute in that. Explain to them why they shouldn't be staring at her in that swimsuit. I don't know. I'm not a parent. I'm not trying to tell people how to parent.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is what has really impacted our childhood and how we have been able to then start this podcast and speak educatedly about different things like this, because we've been exposed to those things and we have been given explanations about these things. And that is what our world needs, is parents and guardians who are willing to explain things. Mm-hmm. We are in a world that is so against free speech, free thinking, and being able to explain these things mm-hmm. to people. We've made everything taboo and just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not allow that to happen in the church and in our Christian homes.
And the thing is, kids are very curious. Kids are very interested in different things.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid and asking different questions and being interested in different things. But I also knew when we encountered the gay person in Walmart or whatever, mm-hmm. you knew even before talking to mom or dad about it that this is not right. Something's off about this. And so they kind of instilled that discernment within us about like, okay, here's what's right and here's what's wrong. And so you already had an idea of right and wrong. You already yeah. had this moral compass, right, that we always talk about that the Lord gives us. I truly believe he gives that to us, but parents help that. They help that grow and mature. And so I would just encourage you, be honest with your kids. Don't sugarcoat things. The yeah. world is confusing and the world leads our kids on in different things so that they get deeper and deeper into sin and so that they get more curious about things that they should not be curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put an end to that so that they just know the truth. Here's what it is and here's why it's evil.
Yeah.
And just lay it out. Be truthful. Don't sugarcoat things. Don't be like, well, you know, you're just not old enough for that yet or mm-hmm. whatever. No, I'm saying,
explain it to them in a way that's going to make sense to them, their yes. age. Yeah, that yeah. kind of thing. But don't make them feel
like you're not telling them the truth.
Or, yeah, that you're lying to them.
Yeah, because then they will go find answers somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And the world is more than happy to try to answer their questions, but they will answer them in all the wrong ways.
Okay, I know that this episode is already going a little bit long. We literally sat down and we're like, let's make this one a little bit of a shorter one. And that clearly hasn't worked.
It never works for us.
Yeah, we should say, let's make this one a super duper long one, and then maybe it'll end up being shorter because it always ends up being the opposite of what we say. I wanted to wrap up with this verse, Colossians 3, verses 5 through 6. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Now, it's kind of a little bit of a fire and brimstone verse, but I want all of us to understand the gravity of these things because we are participating in these things. If you're still shopping at places like Target, I know that there are other places, even places like Adidas come to my mind, where they are advocating for transgender models and compression bras and different things like that. We cannot tolerate that kind of stuff. We just can't. And if we are participating in the things that are literally bringing the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we are as scared of that as we should be, or as reverent of that as we should be. Because the Lord is not necessarily something to be like, oh my gosh, he's going to like kill all of us, lightning, you know. But it is something to say, the Lord has the power to do that. So let him look at my life and not see anything that would need the lightning to come down and would need his wrath to be experienced, because we have power in these areas. Even one family here and there deciding not to drop $300 at Target every week,
right,
that will make an impact. And if many families, many of us can band together and say, our daughters will not be wearing these swimsuits and they won't be wearing any of your other merchandise either because we're gone, that will make a difference. And keep it up until things change.
Mm-hmm.
And find alternatives. Find companies that you really want to support. Find places with the same values as you that are not interested in compromising you or your children.
Right.
Period. Okay, we're going to wrap this episode up in prayer, so please pray with us. Lord, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for giving Lily and I the opportunity to sit down and talk about some of the things that are going on in our world and some of the things that some of us may be a little bit confused about or just really don't know how to make up our minds on some of these different things. I pray that you would just help each and every one of us to have wisdom when it comes to where we're shopping and what we're buying. and that you would give each and every person clarity on the decisions that they should be making for their own families, and that you would just help each and every one of us to stand up and be bold and to be firm in what we believe in and to not compromise those beliefs for anything, and that we would not be as easily influenced as we have been in the past. I pray that you would just help us to be firm and strong in what we believe in, and that we would continue to be firm in those things. As our world does become a more sinful place, I pray that you would just allow us to fight against that darkness by making very intentional decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Be sure to download this and send this to like 30 friends.
Everyone.
Just send it to everybody that you have in your contacts. And hopefully we can rally some people here and we can boycott Target completely until they decide to change. And look at the other stores that you're supporting too. Target's not the only one.
Yeah.
And so just be encouraged that we can make a difference. Your money and your voice does make a huge difference. Small businesses, the businesses that are standing for biblical things, they need your support. They need you to help them out. And so this is just an amazing way that we can share the gospel with others, and we can protect our kids, and we can protect future generations. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to y'all next Monday. Bye, guys.